Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones, bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Hello and welcome to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science, the show where timeless health principles meet modern research, helping you cut through the noise and find simple, meaningful ways to feel better in your body and in your life. I'm Michelle Hammond, and today's episode is going to be a little different because today there's no guest, just a conversation between you and I. Because there's something I've been noticing, not just in clinic or the training room, and not just in general conversation, but in myself too. A quiet truth that many of us are feeling right now. We're coping, aren't we? But only just. In fact, a friend of mine used to call it functional fakeaholics. Because behind the getting things done, busy schedules and the I'm fine, honest, there's an undercurrent of exhaustion, anxiety, and emotional overwhelm that seems to be rising across all ages. Adults, teenagers, even young children. And perhaps what's most striking is how normal it's starting to feel. So before we go any further, I'd love you to just pause for a moment, wherever you are, and quietly ask yourself, how am I really? Not the automatic answer we've often primed ourselves to regurgitate, but the honest one, the one that resonates deeply. Because when we zoom out for a moment, we're living in a world that is faster, louder, and more demanding than at any point in history. We are constantly connected, constantly stimulated, and often, even if quietly, we're constantly on. We're kind of running on a low-level readiness, aren't we? That subtle fight, flight, or freeze response just ticking away in the background. And I wonder if you've noticed that in yourself. So just take a moment and gently ask yourself, how often in my day am I truly off? No input, no noise, no demand. Just calm, content, and ease. Even if it's only for 5 minutes. Because our nervous systems are designed for rhythm, for rest and activity, for expansion and contraction, for connection and recovery. But more like the gentle ebb and flow of the tide, not the constant intensity of waves crashing in one after the other. And yet so much of modern life pulls us into that constant surge, doesn't it? Notifications, noise, subtle pressure to do more, to be more, and to keep up. Even when we don't consciously feel stressed, the body is still responding. So what we're seeing now isn't just stress in the way we used to think about it. It's something much deeper. A nervous system that rarely, if ever, gets the message, you're safe and you can switch off now. And so I just want you to notice as you hear that, whether it sounds and feels familiar. And I want to pause here and be really honest, because this isn't something I'm speaking about from a distance. People often assume that when you work in health and well-being, and especially when you're supporting other people's mental and physical health, that you must have it all figured out, that you're somehow operating from this place of perfection, complete calm, balance, and certainty all of the time. And yes, I've done a lot of work over the years to live more in tune with who I am and how I want to show up in the world. And I'd even say I'm pretty resilient. But life still happens. I have not got it all figured out all of the time. And those inevitable shifts that come with being human, they don't pass any of us by, do they? And sometimes they can arrive like a tsunami, and sometimes they creep in more quietly, like a gentle wave that slowly changes the landscape beneath your feet. And so whether that's navigating parenthood through its different stages, work dynamics and the associated roles and responsibilities, relationships in all their forms, or even the wider world around us, COVID, environmental concerns, political uncertainty. All of it has an impact. It shapes how we feel, how we think, how steady or not we are in ourselves. And for me, one of those shifts has been perimenopause. And if I'm honest, it caught me slightly off guard. Not so much the physical side, I think I felt fairly prepared for that. But the emotional side, that was something else. Moments of anxiety that felt completely disproportionate and at times knocked my confidence in ways I'd never experienced before. Fluctuations in mood that didn't feel like me and had me at moments questioning who I was, my very sense of purpose, even my sanity. And I say that lightly, but there were definitely moments where it felt way too much. And I'd have a big wobble. And I mean, I was used to what I like to call my Amy Winehouse moments on the kitchen floor once a month. You know, the joys of the female cycle for all of you women listening and men living with us. You know, the tears would come with vengeance. And I couldn't quite explain why. It might have been something I'd read or something I'd heard, likely on the news, or some hopelessness that took over me, or maybe just a wave of emotion that needed to move through. But then an hour or so later, I'd be absolutely fine again. But as the perimenopause took hold, those moments became way more frequent, more intense, and far less predictable than the rhythm I'd been used to living with. There was this underlying restlessness, a kind of internal hum, if you like, even when on the outside everything was actually okay. And I felt myself having to work much more consciously than ever before to come back to balance, to find ways to ground myself, to put clearer boundaries in place, to give myself those guardrails or to create more space, and to really listen and tune in properly to what my body and mind was asking for. And perhaps you might recognize something in that. It may not be perimenopause for you, but maybe a time in your life where things have felt a little or a lot less steady than they once did. So just take a moment now and ask yourself, where in my life am I currently having to work quite hard to stay balanced? And as you sit with that for a moment, I want to share a song. I heard it on the radio a few weeks ago, one I hadn't listened to in years, and it just stopped me in my tracks. It felt kind of strangely timely, so I thought I'd share it with you and see how it lands. There's something powerful, isn't there, about music? How it can meet us exactly where we are, or even transport us somewhere else entirely. And I think what it does so beautifully is give us a way to feel things we don't always have the words for. And in many ways, what we've just been touching on, those waves of emotion, that sense of feeling a little unsteady at times, isn't new. In Chinese medicine, emotions aren't seen as problems. They're seen as natural movements of energy because we're meant to feel, aren't we? But it's when our emotions become stuck or suppressed or overwhelming, as we explored in the interview I did with Peter Dedman on a previous episode, it's then that they begin to impact our body and mind. So as I share these, I want you to notice what resonates. Because in Chinese medicine, for example, worry can often show up in unsettled digestion. Grief can often show up in breathlessness or chest tightness and respiratory irritations and sensitivities. Anger and frustration can show up as tension in the body, pain, a sense of stuckness in mind or body, or a hyper-irritability. And fear can often manifest in a sense of depletion and chronic fatigue. And so maybe just take a moment to ask yourself, which emotion has been most present for me recently, or most problematic? And then, am I allowing it to move, or am I holding onto it? No judgment, just awareness. Modern science now shows us clearly the body and mind are in constant conversation. So here's something simple to try right now if you can. Take a slow breath in through your nose and then a slightly longer breath out. And join me again, taking a slow breath in through your nose and then that slightly longer breath out. And just notice, what changes, even slightly, in your body? Because sometimes the shift doesn't come from thinking differently, but from feeling differently first. Do you know the saying, change your physiology and your psychology follows? And it works the other way around too, doesn't it? We are, after all, fully interconnected. Stay with me, because after the break, I'm going to share what really sits underneath all of this and what actually helps in a way that feels realistic and doable.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science with me, Michelle Hammond. And we're talking about how wired, tired, and overwhelmed we've all become and how we might reclaim a little balance. So if stress is the surface, what sits underneath it? In my experience, it's disconnection, whether from our bodies, from our needs, from our higher purpose, from rest, from nature, from each other. And just reflect that for a moment for yourself and ask yourself, when did I last feel truly connected? Whether that's truly connected to yourself, truly connected to someone else, and connected without distraction, because we've become incredibly good at functioning, but far less practiced at pausing, feeling, taking time to process, recalibrate, and restore. And perhaps this is the real invitation, not to do more, but to reconnect more deeply. So let's bring this together into something practical. Not overwhelming. In fact, let me share just 5 simple things you can lean into that are nothing complicated, just small, doable steps that can make a genuine difference. Number 1, regulate before you resolve. So the next time you feel overwhelmed, I want you to pause and to ask, do I need to solve this right now? Or do I need to steady and ground myself first? Do I need to solve this right now? Or do I need to steady and ground myself first? Step 2. Let's call it micro moments of recovery. So see if today, can you find just 3 minutes to sit, breathe, or step outside? That's it. Nothing more. Thinking in micro moments, remembering that one step at a time principle can help disarm even the most hefty of tasks. Step 3, move the body. Right now, if it feels appropriate, join me and just take a moment to roll your shoulders forward and backward, slowly and considerately. Maybe you're going to take a few rolls forward, just feeling what you feel, and then allow those shoulder rotations to move in the opposite direction. And just feeling that movement all the way through the upper body. And now just move your head slowly, going to one side. And once it's there, I want you to hold it there a moment and just feel what you feel. And once you've held it for a moment, just gently bring it back to the center. And now to the other side. And as you hold it there just for a moment, before you recenter it, and then repeating it one more time. So taking the head to one side slowly, holding it there a moment, noticing what you feel. And then when you're ready, slowly bringing it back to the center. And then gently taking it to the other side. Again, holding it for a moment. Noticing what you notice. And then when you're ready, gently bringing it back to the center. Beautiful. And now, unclench your jaw. This is a biggie for a lot of people. It's a place where we can hold so much tension. So I want you to open your mouth as wide as you can and just hold it there for a moment. Not so wide that it's causing tension, but wide enough that you can feel the tension starting to build. Try and soften there. And when you're ready, you can release the mouth, release the jaw. And you can do it just a few times as you listen along. You can also just gesture a really big yawn. Or later on, once you finish listening, you can try singing out loud for a little while. Or one of my favourites is taking myself for a little ride up the motorway or along a dual carriageway and screaming at the top of my voice. But it's probably best to be alone unless whoever's tagging along have got some really good ear defenders with them. And then what I want you to do is feel your feet on the ground and allow yourself to just take all your attention to them, to your feet. And feel the connection they make with the floor. If you can go barefoot, that is brilliant. But you can do it right here, now, in the shoes you're in, if you must. just feel the energy and the connection to the ground and that sense of stability, feeling rooted to the earth. Sometimes that alone begins to shift things. Step 4, reduce input. We talked earlier about constant stimulus, didn't we? So just consider, where could I create a little less noise today? One less scroll, one less notification. And if you can't avoid the noise right now, could you influence it? Play some bird song or some natural sounds. And finally, step 5, connection. Because we're not designed to do this alone. So I want you to take a moment to think, who could you reach out to today? Not for a long conversation or nothing complicated, just a moment of genuine connection. It might be a message or a quick call. Could be a shared smile with someone you pass on the street, or a simple heartfelt hello to someone you don't usually speak to. Human to human. Because it's those small moments that ground us. They remind us we're not on our own. And perhaps this is where we gently leave it. Not with a long list of things to do, but with a quiet reminder that small shifts really do matter. That things can feel different. That we can come back to ourselves slowly, steadily. And one of my favorite reminders, especially in moments that feel heavy or uncertain, is a simple phrase, "This too shall pass." And sometimes it just helps to remember that. So let's take a moment with something that gently holds that feeling. And whilst you reflect on what resonates most for you from our conversation today, we'll take one final short break. And then I'll leave you with a few closing thoughts.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science with me, Michelle Hammond. So as we come to the end of today's episode, I want to leave you with this. If you've been feeling overwhelmed, anxious, a little out of sorts, remember, you are not failing and you are absolutely not broken. You are simply responding very normally to a world that is at times a lot. So perhaps just take a final moment now, a conscious breath in and that slow breath out. And gently ask yourself, what do I need just for today to feel a little more like myself? Not everything, just one small thing. Because often that's where change begins. In the simple awareness of what's weighing most heavily. And gently ask yourself, what do I need just for today to feel a little more like myself? Thank you for being here with me today. And if this episode felt helpful, you might like to share it with someone who needs it too. This is Ancient Wisdom, Modern Science, where we explore how to live well with a little more understanding, a little more balance, and a lot more compassion. Until next time, be gentle with yourself and with those around you. And if you'd like more personalized support, you're very welcome to reach out directly or visit michellehammond.co.uk to book a free discovery call. And if you're a professional complementary therapist looking to deepen your knowledge and confidence, particularly in supporting clients through physical or emotional health challenges, you can find out more about our professional community at tpot.org.uk. That's tpot.org.uk.